good. Can you believe the genius of this man?
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to Ronaldo Recap. This is your host, Mokan. And this episode is going to be an introduction to what this podcast is going to entail for future episodes. As you guys can already tell by the name, it's going to be focused on the one and only Cristiano Ronaldo, now a Juventus player and a Portuguese ace. So I've been a Ronaldo fan since 2009, when Ronaldo played Messi in the Champions League final with Manchester United. And the reason I became a fan of Ronaldo after that was a funny story. So when I was in the sixth or seventh grade, whenever that was, it was the Champions League final, and I didn't watch soccer at that time. I've had always played it growing up, but I never had an eye on like the professional players and, you know, the English Premier League, La Liga, anything. I just didn't watch soccer. So what ended up happening was, the next day, I guess, everybody was talking about the game. They were like, oh my god, did you see that goal? Because in that game, Manchester United lost, and Messi scored that header goal, and then he took his off his boot and, you know, kissed it as a celebration. So people were really hyped up about that, and they were talking about it. And then they were also some shit talking against Ronaldo. So everyone was like, dude, Messi's the best. He's so good. He's number one. Ronaldo's arrogant. He's selfish. He just dives, complains, stuff like that. Like, it was very one-sided. So me being like into soccer and not knowing what they were talking about made me curious, and so it made me go home. And I remember, I think after doing my homework, I turned on the TV and I was trying to find, I was just hoping maybe I could catch the game somehow, preferably if there was a replay or something. And to my fortune, it was on ESPN or whatever. We're playing a recap of the game, and so I was able to watch it and make the decision for myself. And so I was watching it, and I just wanted to see the game, right? Like, I was like, all right, let me see who Ronaldo is, let me see who Messi is. And so I just watched the game, and I was biased because of everyone's comments at school. And so I was like, all right, I'm really excited to see who this Messi guy is, because he's obviously has everybody talking about him. So I watched the game, and I'm just like, all right, I'm a Messi fan too, blah blah blah, Barcelona, let's go. And so that became my thing, and I guess that was it for that day. But then leading after it, I started doing my own research. So I went on YouTube was super early at that time, like literally the early days. And so I go on YouTube, type in Lionel Messi videos, and if you're an OG, you'll know that the Lionel Messi videos that had the Eminem music playing, Lose Yourself especially, if you know that video, like somehow reach out to me, because you're a G. So anyways, I watched the Messi videos, and I was like, all right, dude, this guy's really good, like, obviously, right? And he's only, I think, like, super young at that time. The videos would showcase his, like, 19-year-old, like, long-haired Messi, like, skills when, you know, he was kind of ugly. No homo. Yeah, so I watched the Messi videos, and then I decided to go check out the Ronaldo videos. And in the Ronaldo videos, like, dude, after I watched the Ronaldo videos, I was like, you know when you realize you were wrong, but you don't want to admit it, so you're kind of just looking at it, like, kind of admiring it? You admire the talent, but you don't really, like, want to say anything, so you're just kind of like, all right, like, this is pretty good, but, like, you know, Messi's still the best, because, you know, I was biased, and that's just what I went with the pack mentality, bandwagoning, I guess. And so I watched one Ronaldo video that led to another Ronaldo video, third, fourth, fifth, boom, 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 like, and then there you go. And then I was just like, you know what? I think I'm actually a Ronaldo fan. Like, Ronaldo's tricks, his plate, like, so what caught me from Ronaldo was, like, he has the whole package for me, and being the best for me, like, I want to have the whole package. So the Manchester United kid just looked sick. Like, I'm just going to put that out there. Number one, looked sick. Nike Mercurial boots. I was growing up, I was Nike, naturally a fan of it. So him representing the Nike Mercurials, not to mention the red Manchester United jersey. He had the hairstyle. He was fit, obviously tall, good looking, no homo, and he just performed spectacularly. The flicks and tricks, the step overs, the long shots, you can just sense he's a demon. That's what Ronaldo came off as. For me, Messi came off as a little he's a great dribbler and he can, he's like a mouse. It's hard to catch him. So that's what Messi kind of came off across as, and I just repped myself more with the demon. And so I was yo, Ronaldo, I think he's the guy. So I became a hardcore Ronaldo fan, started watching his games, and it was crazy because when I started watching his games in 2010, 2011, it was one match where he scored four goals in the first or second game of the season or something like that. And I was yo, this guy's unreal. Over a hat trick. I never heard of that before. So yeah, so I started watching soccer very seriously since then. And that's the story of how I became a Ronaldo fan. And this is why it's leading me to make this podcast, because I feel that I'm a fanatic. I'm a Ronaldo fanatic. All my friends know that I like him. All my cleats are CR7 style cleats, branded ones, that if I don't get the CR7 ones, I'm gonna get a Mercurial Vapor. I think 9 out of 10, percentage wise, are Ronaldo. 95 to 99% is Ronaldo cleats. So I've only had a few that haven't been. I have his cologne, I have posters, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? And I try to copy my play style Ronaldo, step overs, all that jazz. And so I'm a pretty crazy fan, and I talk about it, and always been repping him since day one, even through the Messi era where Messi had the Ballon d'Ors against 4-1. I've lived through the whole Ronaldo career, man. I missed his Manchester United, to be honest, but I watched all the YouTube videos and stuff, so when I started watching the YouTube videos, they were of his Manchester United career, because he just had started playing for Madrid and he was injured in his first season for Madrid for a while. So I would say that I have credibility on being an OG Ronaldo fan. So I've done my research, I know things very well, I would say, and in my opinion. And so I wanted to make this so I could share my enthusiasm, because my friends, there's nobody else I know that, at least personally know, that shares the same level of fandom of Ronaldo and the game. So I wanted to make this to get connected with the Ronaldo community for a while it lasts, because he's nearing the end of his career. So that's what this podcast is about, me sharing my thoughts, my enthusiasm, and my passion for the game, and specifically Ronaldo's career. I guess you could say it's kind of late, but better late than never. So and Ronaldo's impacted me not only football wise but also life wise. He has very good characteristics that we'll dive in deeper in future episodes. But just a little, I'm just trying to give you guys a clear picture on who I am as a Ronaldo fan. So let's begin with this episode. I'm going to wrap it up so it's not a very long one. I just want to test the waters and see what people think, and then we'll move on from there. But for this episode, I just wanted to briefly touch on Ronaldo's season so far. So far, it's been a good start, I'm not gonna lie. Messi's been injured. He just came back and played against Dortmund in the Champions League final, but he only played for like I think 30 minutes, and Messi didn't really play good at all. He was kind of poor, but granted, he just came back from injury and he's playing in a Champions League game, so I don't blame him for that. But Ronaldo, on the other hand, has had a banging start for both Juve and Portugal. He scored four for Portugal against, I forgot the team, and it was, I think, a Euro qualifier match, so that was crucial, so that was good. So he scored four there, and he's had a great start with Juventus this season. I believe he's scored, yes, he's not scored for like a game or two, but his performances have been impressive. So I really like Sarri ball, if you will, at Juve. It's definitely made it more delightful to watch. The ball movement is better. They're playing more, like short passes instead of long balls, and defending and crossing. I like that they're trying to definitely like cut in through the middle of the defense rather than just whipping in balls all the time. And Ronaldo's been sharp. Like, he's been pulling off tricks and flicks. Like, he looks more of like a younger version, and like a hybrid of his younger version versus his current like goal scoring like boss that he is right now. So it's looking promising. I'm really enjoying it so far. Even against Atletico Madrid, which is what I want to now basically touch on, is Champions League like start has been really good too. The game against Atletico, he looked like a baller. Like, he was playing the right balls, he was sharp, clean on the touches, and we all know what happened at the end of the game when he did the amazing run and he just hit it wide. And man, let me just say, like, if that went in, I yelled when that shot missed. And oh my god, like, I yelled, I was like, I screamed out loud when that shot went out, and I haven't screamed in a moment for a long time. So that one like evoked a physical reaction, a vocal reaction as well. So I thought that was pretty awesome. He showed that he is the guy. Like, they got him to make those types of things happen. And if he missed that, and that was like a serious moment, like semifinal or, you know, all that stuff, then yeah, he'd get a lot of more like slack for it. But it was the first group stage game, and it's away. It's Atletico Madrid. They're drawn 2-2. So I guess, you know, the story wasn't too bad this time, but could have been a lot worse if it was later. But it was a positive sign. So looking forward to it, man. I'm super excited to see how the season continues. Again, nobody really cares about Serie A. Like, Ronaldo could lose it, win it, I wouldn't really care. The final stop right now is the Champions League final. And I believe it's being held in Istanbul this season. So this is definitely one to watch, especially as Ronaldo's approaching 35 now. Like, come on. Like, are you kidding me? And he's playing still like a demon. So it's pretty awesome to see. I'm just wish I kind of started this a bit earlier. But again, got to look forward. Hindsight's 2020. And yeah, so this is basically how the podcasts are going to go. Honestly, there's not going to be too much guests, so I don't even know if you can call this a podcast. But it is what it is. I wanted a platform or medium to record my thoughts, and this is it. So if you guys enjoyed the podcast, let me know. I think I'm always going to keep the podcast 30 minutes or less, just because I am busy, and I'm pretty sure other people are busy. But let's see what this turns into. I have a lot to share, and I'm ready to do it. So adios. We need something though, like something to end off the episode in a like signature way. I don't know. Should I do the C? I don't know. But the C. All right, let's do the C.
See.